Blog Talk Radio.
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn and with the greatest of care. To the hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us." He kindly point that gun the other way and holler, holler, holler up in the hay. Up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. Ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch, cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done. Nobody at all. So quiet yourself.
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, or FM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Ceres.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Well, welcome to The Backstory. It's a beautiful Friday in Modesto, and probably the weather is one of the few things that's beautiful here today, given what's been going on at the Board of Supervisors, the Modesto City Council, and the District Attorney's Office. It seems bad news. It seems dysfunctionality everywhere we turn. And since the Modesto Bee decided today to run an editorial of why the Modesto City Council badly needs to get on the same page, they're talking about pettiness. You know, even a newspaper who accuses government of being petty, sometimes that newspaper is petty and decides what's important and what isn't. Now, I personally think that the Modesto Bee has improved since the departure of editor Mark Vache, who truly was the master of pettiness. But the Bee has a point here, but the point that they make that these small amounts of money, these arguing over the auditor and so on, that's all petty. Well, if there's anyone at the Bee with institutional memory, they ought to speak up. They ought to speak up about what was going on 20 years ago, quite frankly, when I was mayor. Talk about pettiness, not on my part, because I usually dealt in tremendously big issues, big features, how the city of how the county, for example, decided to overcharge the citizens of Stanislaus County $19 million. Now, we're not talking about a $14 lunch. We were talking in those days about $19 million that the county, with the cooperation of the city, overcharged us for garbage, and they took that money and they bought a landfill up, and the county did, out over on I-5 for $14 million. And to this day, this isn't petty. Maybe the bee can find out what happened to the other $5 million. $19 million overcharge, $14 million purchase price for a piece of property that was worth $10.75 million for the portion for the city of Modesto at the time was $7 million. And, of course, Supervisor Ray Simon, who's, you know, gets his opinions put in the paper almost any time he wants, who sends me a letter and says that the city will get back its overcharge of $7 million when they sell the property. Quite frankly, I don't think the property is worth $7 million today, okay? Well, the getting back to the city, it's not petty when this council, with the assistance of Manny Grewal on the council, with the assistance of the city manager, with the assistance of the city attorney. And actually, if we want to stop being petty, let's go after the city attorney. I'd be glad to help. Just give us a call, 846-1814. If you have a comment or a question, 846-1814. And we can talk, because people are going to want to be talking about not only what's going on at the city. Quite frankly, this editorial could have waited, because there's other subjects that we want to talk about. But before I leave the city, I want to remind you that 20 years ago, public officials were censored, were called in on the carpet for a lot less than $1,500 or free lunch. The former district attorney, Jim Brazelton, he was called in on the carpet for using his credit card to purchase a Bloody Mary. Let's see, who else? Oh, Jack Crist, our city manager at the time. He was called in on the carpet because he used his credit card for a tank of gas.
Why didn't Reagan Wilson get away for so long?
Reagan Wilson sort of got away with quite a bit. Reagan Wilson charged, I'm only telling you this, it's history, it's over with, to show you the enormity of the corruption that was taking place when I came into office. And I guess people have commented the analogy that when I came in the office as mayor, I was trying to drain the swamp, and I didn't make it. I didn't quite last that long. I lasted 4 years, but I don't know what effect I had, because we're going to be talking about the district attorney's office and other agencies in the government, Chamber of Commerce. I guess what I'm getting at is that it's a network. It's a team. It's community. And at that time, even the Bee was part of the scheme, even though Vache at the time called himself the paper the watchdog of the community, except nobody was watching Mark Vache. And quite frankly, Mark's only defense is to make sure that nobody hears the former mayor of Modesto. The order went out. Don't let him talk. Okay? So in those days, the Well, the big one, the very big one, was the landfill, of course, $19 million. There was the $25 million HUD, a grant, of which the city got 10%. They got $2.5 million to administer and supervise the Neighborhood Stabilization Program. That's a pretty good commission, or a fee, really. It's a fee to the government. And, of course, if you have some institutional memory, you'll remember that the $25 million scandal, everybody had their hand in the cookie jar. What else? Oh, I recall that I think it was, the city council would buy a table. You know, I'm sure you, if you're in the community, in the business world, or in the world of nonprofits, you get requests to buy a table for an event. A lot of times it's the Chamber of Commerce who make money sponsoring events. Usually to glorify themselves, the chamber, where the city would pay $1,000 for a table of 10. And guess who went to the event? Well, it wasn't staff. Well, some staff, but it was the city council. So, you know, we get a free dinner, and we get to stand up and wave, and we're doing it all in the taxpayer's dollar. And the reason why the district attorney didn't do anything about these little thefts, I call them that, because the district attorney usually was sitting at the table with the rest of the council. So, all right, so today we briefly introduced you, and we want to come back to the city council, and it's not a big story. I don't know where in the story it says, let's read this last. Folks, is the definition of dysfunction when people dig into the point where they can't get simple stuff done? Well, that's true. The result was yet another 5-2 vote favoring the insane proposition that Hogan get no pay, no gas money, no lunch in exchange for trying to help them. Unbelievable, Branville muttered as the spectacle finally drew to a close. That much we all can agree on. It's not the amount of money, and I'm going to side again with the 5-2 vote, Christy IU and Madrigal are correct in saying, you know, and Zalaki, shame on you, Bill. Zalaki, you're the guy, you know, watch your pennies. You know, you want to save, or you want to get rich, or you want to watch the pennies. The dollars will take care of themselves. I would imagine that you've said that in your business life. So who's watching? Who's watching? Who's the community watchdog? All right. I'm sorry, but this whole issue, this charge, this condemnation of the entire city council might be petty. Let's talk about the big bucks. You know, that's what we ought to be doing. Because there's far more important things that are happening in this community. On July 2nd of this year, I and private investigator Warren Yates formed a recall Flatiger committee. We've already today, we've sent off some paperwork to Brian Clark and Garth Stapley of the Modesto Bee, because I promised that we would give them that. We just sent them a few pages. Is that online yet, Dave? The recall introduction?
No, it's not.
Okay. So it's not on Facebook?
No.
All right. You can get a copy of that from the Stanislaus County Elections Office, and we'll send you a link that will give you sort of a little pamphlet on what to do if you want to recall a public official. So we filed the papers. The next task is to write the foreword. The reason why we should recall D.A. Flatiger. Flatiger was opposed in 2014 by myself and also by Bobby Ethwall in 2014. Well, guess what? Bobby Ethwall, you may know that name because it was the Frank Carson case. And the two brothers, Ethwall and Baljeet, and they were also defendants in the trial. Again, 18 months of preliminary hearings, 18 months in jail, 1 year off, another 12 or 14 months for a jury trial that ended with the acquittal. Unanimous acquittal of all defendants except two. They had prosecuted three highway patrolmen. Quintanar was found innocent and dismissed. He was dismissed from the trial. Walter Wells and Scott McFarland, the other two highway patrolmen, they were set up for separate trials. They were taken out of the main trial that, out of the eight, it got down to three, Carson and the Atwell brothers. Two are still to stand trial, and the others, they're all free. They're all dismissed. In fact, everybody's dismissed. The only guy that, in my opinion, the only guy that did jail time was Robert Woody. And he's innocent. He had nothing to do with it. Well, except he confessed. And from then on, he belonged to the district attorney's office. Well, yesterday, I had the good fortune of meeting an out-of-town attorney who just happened to know one of the jurors. And he used some adjectives, or he relayed some adjectives that the juror used in regarding Kirk Bunch. Excuse me. Kirk Bunch is the DA investigator with the Stanislaus County District Attorney's Office. He and Steve Jacobson were each being paid, I think, $175,000 a year. And the other guy was John Evers. Now, John Evers hung out with the district attorney guys. Well, it was sort of a task force. All these agencies put people in. County had a couple. The FBI had one. Ceres had another one. Turlock. And City of Modesto contributed John Evers to the effort, to the task force, as their donation. And their donation came out to $175,000, $172,000 for John Evers. Well, the new estimate for the cost of the Carson trial is up to $15 million. That's a lot of money. $15 million. And they say, well, how can that be? Well, if you take these three investigators, 175, 175, and 172, whatever, it's almost $500,000 a year just for three investigators.
That's not counting overtime.
No, I think that is.
It is?
Yeah, I think that's counting overtime. But, yeah, I'm sure it is. But in effect, the judge was getting maybe $800 to $1,000 a day, plus the district attorney, as to how much this trial cost you, the taxpayer. Anyhow, I put forward this as a reason to recall D.A. Flatiger. A recall is the power of the voters to remove elected officials before their terms expire. Birgit Flatiger is a danger to public safety. She, even the bees can't find out how much she's spending. Well, it has been a fundamental part of our government, the recall, since 1911, and has been used by voters to express their dissatisfaction with their elected representatives. Well, the question is, how easy is it? It's not. It's not very easy. But, in my opinion, Flatiger will not run again. And the reason is money. Flatiger is just a tool that is used by people of power and means for their protection or for her to go after their enemies. And so that's when I say Flatiger is a tool, she's to be used. And she's been used... Unfortunately, she had four cases. Mine was one. A.J. Pontillo was another case. And Frank Drummond was a third case. And Frank Carson was the latest case. And Flatiger's office lost all four cases. Well, that's another reason to recall. Because you don't lose four cases unless they're made up. And so as a tool, she was asked to go make up anything they could against whoever they wanted and charge them and destroy them. Well, she's been good at destroying, but Flatiger has not been very good at standing up for justice. So another reason DEA Flatiger needs to be recalled is not only the fact that she loses cases. She doesn't have a district attorney's office that is full strength because nobody wants to work for her. Her office is fast emptying out. Young attorneys are finding that this county is not a place for them to start their career. They'd be better off somewhere else. In the meantime, Flatiger continues to spend money and time and resources on cases that are really not supposed to go to court. They're not supposed to be charged. And historically, it's going to become evident. In the meantime, she doesn't have the resources to go after real crime. In fact, I think she said she's not going to charge lesser crimes. Doesn't have the time or the resources. So I'm not saying that she should go out and, well... She could be busting kids on marijuana, even if marijuana's laws don't exist.
Yeah, it's an odd story that she was going to pick up the slack from the city of Modesto, things that they wouldn't charge.
Yeah.
She would.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned a little while ago about the DA charging these three highway patrolmen. And at the time she made the charge, I thought, you know what? You know what they're doing? They're making this look like an important case. This is really important. This is big time stuff because there's three highway patrolmen that he's going after. Really? The amazing thing to me was that the inept, immoral, and I guess stupid highway patrol commissioner threw his men under the bus within 24 hours, threw the careers of three highway patrolmen under the bus without any hearing or discussion about what was going on. So the highway commissioner said, well, I believe the DA. I don't believe my own men. Well, as it turns out, everybody is going to go free. And the only guy that is doing time is the snitch, is the guy who made up these stories about how the Carson people were guilty. Okay? Well, here's the B isn't printed in the hard copy yet, but it is online. The headline, I think, was Nightmare of a Case Continues for Former California Highway Patrol Office. And the question is, why is he still facing trial? And Rosalio Amada, who actually wasn't seen anywhere during the preliminary hearing, really wasn't seen anywhere during the trial. But as soon as the trial was over, the editors take pride that they're the ones who reported this story and brought it to our attention. What a nightmare it really is and was. So the question, why is Walter Wells, a California highway patrolman who's been destroyed, why is he being charged as an accessory to a murder? Well, wait a minute. I'm not a lawyer, but let me ask you. The jury has already decided there's no crime. So yesterday, Flatiger's office decides to continue to try Walter Wells as an accessory to a crime that didn't exist.
That makes no sense.
Well, Rosalia says that for those involved in the case, it seemed to go on, but it ended suddenly with the jury acquittal for Modesto attorney Frank Carson, Daljeet Athwal, who spent the past 4 years accused of murder, witness to deadly crash, shares what he saw. For those involved in the case, it seemed to go on forever. Okay. The B asked the district attorney's office how it Wells' charges when the three men accused of murder in Kaufman's death have been acquitted. Well, John Gould from the DA's office, or PIO guy, he said, well, we'll answer that at appropriate. We'll answer that.
Stop all that bus. There ain't nobody here.
We need to recall her. We need. Thanks for listening. We'll see you Monday at 11.